Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, how in control is the Lord? How in control is the Lord? I mean, you think about it. And after we talk about this from Mark Blitz, we're going to go into also the four blood moons, which begins April the 15th, 2014, tax day. A lot of people are going to be looking for their tax returns, and they need to pay attention, make sure the Lord don't return that day.
That's right.
You know, that you do everything. This is what the Lord says. Forget about what every man has told you. He says, this is what Jesus said. The master better find you about his business.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? He better find you about his business. And at this point, he put an apron on and walked around and began to serve everyone, all the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
He's given a parable. And he says, you know, you better be doing what I asked you to do. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is, you know, what are you doing for others? What are you doing for others? And we hope, our desire is, and we feel like God has called us to encourage you, to be a part, to say, not only to educate ourselves, because we're learning out loud, by the way. We're learning, you're learning along with mm-hmm. us. And to educate, but also to eliminate, you know, what's happening, get the light of God's word and illuminate it, to be able to see what, you know, what's God's perspective of this, then to inspire you, understand, okay, this is what's happening, this is what God says about it, understand our God's greater than this, we can take the land, and the last part of what we want to do is activate you. We don't just want to stimulate you
mm-hmm.
and to feel excited, then you go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to activate you, because God has called you, you have a purpose on your life, and you will answer alone by yourself before God, not a group, not your marriage, not your spouse, your children, your parent, your pastor, your whoever. It's going to be you alone. Your political party's not going to be there, mm-hmm. you know. They may, but they mm-hmm. it's the judgment seat of Christ. And so, but understanding that you want to be found about the master's business.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, and so we talk about that continually, because how in control is God? Let's talk about this first. You know, Mark Blitz is going to talk about, real quick, like here, about what is, and you can see this too on Christian Television Network, as he's being interviewed about the Hebrew calendar before we talk about the four blood moons, because we want to see how in control the Lord is. You got to hear this. Listen up.
Well, now, last year, we had Mark come and share what we're going to talk about tonight, the blood moons and the solar eclipses and the signs and seasons. And then we followed that up with the Feast of Trumpets, the first time ever in our history that we celebrated the Feast of Trumpets, and trying to learn about that and the feasts, and we were shouting and singing. We went outside even and blew the shofar, and we're praising the Lord at the top of our lungs. And lo and behold, on that Monday, September the 29th, the stock market crashed on that day 777.7, rounded off, points. On the Feast of Trumpets, which is a wake-up call to those who are listening. And then they said that it was a seven... Well, you tell them.
Well...
I've been a good student, but you tell them.
No, you're...
No, go.
But the Feast of Trumpets is the first day of the seventh month. And so the Dow falls 777 points. It was a 7% drop, resulting in a $700 billion loss on a failed $700 billion bailout package.
Now, the rabbis have a saying that the word coincidence is not a kosher word. So for those who are watching and listening, God is trying to speak to us. And I think that, in a sense, you know, God is a jealous God. He wants the world. He's our creator. He created not only the believers, he created the unbelievers, he created all the nations. He wants them to love him. But we have, you know, the world's fallen in love with this other god, the big rival of all time, which is called money. Yeah. So in order for God, the original lover, to get us as human beings back to him, he weakened the golden calf that we've all bound down to. And his hope was that we'd all run back to the Lord and say, well, you can't trust in money. It could be gone tomorrow. But the Lord is remaining forever and ever. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So, okay, now, here's one thing that, and I'm catching up on this, and this guy has so much information. It's incredible.
It's just amazing. When you think about how in control the Lord is, this calendar has been written since the beginning of time. And in the calendar, we saw the financial crisis. I know that when we were standing before the New York Stock Exchange and speaking about, was it zero tolerance and bail?
Yes.
When the stock market crashed one time, of all the things to take place, was somebody sends us a bull to put in front of our stock market to say, hey, we'll have, and we call it the bull market. And it's like, why would you send, of all the things, and it's like, we're sacrificed to bail. When you, a bull is a sacrifice to bail. And the context of that is we've gone so far from the ways of God, so far from the ways of God that we don't even understand that this is so wrong. Mm-hmm. This is so wrong that money cannot be our God. Mm-hmm. He said, this is what Jesus said. You can either serve God or money.
Yeah.
You cannot serve them both. And, you know, America's make money their God.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that in the vision that the dream the Lord gave me, the number 6 represents idol. Mm. And that's the whole thing, you know, right. 6 minutes from the New York Stock Exchange.
Right.
The world was going to change as we know it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so there it is. I mean, it's just so much confirmation in what we're about to see happen.
Yeah, and the thing is that I encourage you now to make God your God. He says if you try to serve them both, you try to serve God and money. And money, you're talking about a god, what you're talking about, a false god, but making money your God, is that all your decisions are based off that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get up in the morning, you say, I've got to go to work. And then you say, well, I want some stuff and things, so then I got to work more hours. And then you say, well, I know the kids need you, but you got to go to work as well in the context of this. Or you say, hey, we need a bigger this or a bigger that. And then all of a sudden it's like all those decisions are based off of money. My boss tells me that I can't go worship God on this day because he or she wants me to work. And so money is the deciding factor over that. Versus somebody who gets up whose God is their God, they say, hey, I'm going to spend time with my God.
That's right.
They're going to abide with him. They're going to abide with the Lord. That's, you have to understand that, because we've heard a gospel promulgated that you can actually spend more time with money than God, and you can think more about money than God. And realize you talk about money, you're talking about things, stuff. You know, people. There are some people that like the fact of having, you know, money around them, the actual physical, they flash it around. But more people are in love with the things money gets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing, you know. And so a person who loves the Lord, I mean, you're going to get up in the morning. You're going to go to bed thinking about, like David, you're going to meditate on God. It's not like, okay, I'm going to meditate tonight. It's like you're thinking about him. You're thinking about the one that you love. And when you get up in the the morning, the first thing you're thinking about, okay, hey, I got to spend time with my God before I do anything today, because it's only by my God am I able to do what I do.
That's right.
Besides, I love him. That's my encouraging moments of the day, or most encouraging moments of the day. And so you abide with him. And if you don't do this, I encourage you, maybe you've never been taught this, we got a plan for you at iabide.org. And in that, he begins to reveal to you about your day. He may speak to you. He may urge you. He may give you an unction, lead you to a particular scripture, and he can speak from anywhere in the Bible. I mean, it's amazing how he can speak, and he can speak any way he wants to. And all of a sudden, as you're spending time with him in the morning times, he'll remind you how he spoke to you in the night seasons, how he spoke to you maybe a dream that night, and kind of bring meaning. It just comes back in that abiding time. Somebody says, I can't remember my dream, and it's because when we woke up, we went from serving, laying before the God who actually gave us sleep, and jumped up and began to serve the God of money. Instead of spending time with the God that gave us the dream in the morning, then he would have reminded us of that dream. And as we begin to write it out, it just kind of unfolds. You go like, wow, that's right. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it may take 6 days or 6 years for that to unfold. What are we saying? But it's this great relationship you have with him. And then it doesn't matter what things happen. If your boss says, hey, if you don't stop worshiping God, you're out of here. You know, somebody who worships God says, wow, what's my next job going to be?
Right.
I'm excited. What's going to happen? Change. I love change. God, I know you're in control because you're never changing and I'm with you. So I don't mind what happens out here. But if that job is your God, if the money's your God, you're going to start thinking, you're going to go back and if that's a man, for example, you can go back and begin to fret and tell your wife, oh my goodness, and then you got her all stirred up and the enemy's messing with her. Then she starts telling the kids, no, you can't do that, and we can't do this. And then the whole household is terrified because money was your God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Money was your God, instead of saying, I'm just so excited. I mean, when I left, and we're going to be talking about in the next program, you got to stay tuned to the four blood moons. You're going to be able to see the Hebrew calendar because it starts April the 15th. Mm-hmm. April the 15th, it's not just tax day. It's going to be a very taxing time over the earth. And reportedly. But when I was I was a deputy sheriff for quite some time, I guess a little over almost 10 years. And I thought that's what I'd always do. I mean, it was in my blood. I mean, not before I got in. Before I got in, it never crossed my mind. But once I got in, and I think a lot of people are this way, once you start doing something for a while, you just kind of see yourself, you just kind of fit into that, which shows you, if you just are willing to let things go and begin again when God brings you into a new season, then just as dedicated and functional as you were in that, then God will take who he's made you to be and be just as functional, maybe more blessed, if you'll just let go and move into what's going on. Anyway, so I had the side job that I was working, and I was making really good money, really, really good money at it. I was a deputy, so I didn't take, at that time, it didn't take much to make.
All right.
It's amazing what I did for $2.75. And no, they made more than that. And yeah, to be shot at, right?
Come on.
Yeah, really?
And that was just in the office. Okay. And I was working this side job and for this company, and I was like, man, I was making really good money. Maybe $8,000, $10,000 a month at this thing. I'm like, man, $2 an hour, getting shot at, $10 an hour. And I had my oldest daughter, I had her in a particular school that cost so much money a month. And it's what she needed that time in her life. And so it was real difficult. I had to work side jobs to be able to keep her in the school. And then I realized, you know, I could do this and, you know, provide for my family and still have some time. And so I resigned my job at the sheriff's department to be able to do this job full time. And I find out that after working for this company for a while, that they were overcharging for their product. They were mistreating their customers. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that until I was speaking to someone in Atlanta. And God revealed it to me. So that was my test. What I was going to do. I was like, I'm not going to do this. Yeah. I love God. I'm not going to take advantage of anybody. So I just let everything go and just kind of just had this big peace. Well, you know what the Lord did? Because I was willing to let it go, because I trusted him. And there was no, I'm going to give up my 10-year career. And $10,000 a month. This is what he did. This is what he did. He brought me my own business. He brought me my own company. And with that, just blessed my family. We had our own business at that point and was able to be able to participate in what he was going to do in Father's Day of 1995, because he poured out his presence. I'd never been able to participate in the Brownsville Revival and Outpouring if I would not have followed the Lord in the context of these steps that he was taking to be on this journey. So I want to encourage you, if God is your God, your venture is going to be amazing, because you're in law enforcement, you're working all the time. If you're not on the street, working, you're normally in the courthouse answering through depositions and trials and all that kind of stuff. Because you put somebody in jail, it's not over then. You got to go through the whole process. And so you're all. And then I was working a side job.
Wow.
I never would have been able to enjoy what God did in Father's Day of 1995 and spend that time soaking in his presence, meeting the world. And God did a lot of things during that time because I followed his lead. I was willing to let go of things because God was my God. Money wasn't my God. I was trying to meet my family's needs. You should do that. But in the context of that, sometimes you got to let things go and God's going to take care of you. If you've always been faithful to the Lord in the areas of tithes and offerings, you know that he's going to pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. He gave me my own business. Stay tuned for our next program, Four Blood Moons. You want to catch it. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.